Oh man, I love it. Great people here, great facility. Expecting was kind of expecting a little less out of them, but tell you the truth, great coaching staff that they have here. Like I said, everybody in the building is just—I mean, it was wonderful.
Who'd you meet with?
The head coach and our GM.
Did you have any sort of background with Coach Marone from your days at Rutgers? I mean, you've obviously
been
against him.
I left there before he got there, back to Syracuse. So nothing there.
Okay. Tell me about last year with Tennessee. Just, you know, I think you played in 12 games. Just, you know, you had some injuries and not the kind of production that you were used to last year.
Last year, I'd rather keep in last year in the past and things like that. You know, speaking of it, but hey, it came, it went, and I'm here right now, and I'll try to get this free agency over with.
From what I read this morning, you have a couple other teams that have expressed interest. Have you been other places before?
I've been to St. Louis, New England, Washington, and I'm here. Probably headed out to Carolina, not too sure. We'll see. Just waiting for my agent to call me and let me know.
What are you looking for as you make your way around to these
teams? To tell you the truth, it's just the environment and the people. I'm trying to get a great feel about everything because right now it's not about the contract. And right now it's just to go somewhere if I can establish myself and get back to the funds of football. And hopefully the coaching staff can help me.
And, Kenny, what type of receiver, how would you describe yourself? How could you help a team?
I'm a big physical receiver. I love to play the game. I'm real passionate about the game. Been there 5 years, so the mental part of it, it's actually easier than it was my rookie year. But, hey, I'll bring a lot to the team emotionally, to tell you the truth, because I'm real, real passionate about the game and I love it. So hopefully I'll land somewhere that's good, that's emotional, just like I am.
Any sort of timetable on when you want to
make a decision? Oh, man, it's crazy. It might be in a couple of days throughout this weekend. Me and my wife is going to sit down and we're going to talk about it. What's actually best for us and me mentally as I go through this process. And hopefully the next 3 days.
Thank you.